What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
You're listening to the sports-centric podcast, It's Not Soccer, with Adam and Billy. The following podcast contains plenty of bad language, lots of random chatter, and to be truthfully honest with you, not a lot of sports chat. Which is good, because I'm not a sports fan. So here you go, a podcast about sport that doesn't really talk about, well, sport. Enjoy!
Are you ready, Billy?
Yes, I'm ready.
What episode is this? Do you remember?
Oh, what, were you not started recording yet?
Soccer.
Welcome to It's Not Soccer Podcast. Is that the start?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
right.
That's how we're going to start it.
Sorry, we've been sitting here for ages doing that, didn't we?
Just with our mics, just like, yeah.
Just playing with MC Battle. That's what we've been doing with the microphones.
Well, yeah, that's what we've got at the moment. If anyone come in and we should take a picture of this, maybe. It's just us standing there with the mics by our mouths. Sitting on the sofas, all nice and comfortable.
I feel like we should be like pitch side. Interviewing like Gareth Southgate and his long head.
Well, let's do it now.
What, interview Gareth Southgate?
Yeah, let's do it right now. I'll be Gareth Southgate. You interview me as Gareth Southgate. Yeah?
Okay, so how do you cope with having such a long head?
Well, everybody knows my mother, she was a knick-knack and my father was a what's-it. So when I come out, it was just pretty obvious what I was going to do, so I've just been to live with it, really.
His head is like a knick-knack, what's it?
A knick-knack and a what's it? Do you think they get them in America?
What?
A knick-knack and a what's it?
What, together?
No, do you think they get the crisps, knick
Oh, the crisps.
Or chips, they call them.
They probably...
Potato chips.
They probably invented them over there. Our version is just a version of their version.
I think...
Whatever crap fatty food we get here is saying that stems from America, I think.
Yeah, they did, yeah. The reason we're fat in this country is because of America.
Yeah, that's where we get fatism from.
You damn Yanks. Making us fat? Well, making me fat, not Billy.
Okay, and everyone knows that being fat is an American disease. That
yeah?
That is just spread across the world.
That's actually a true fact.
Yeah.
They are the fattest country in the world.
Yeah. That's why fat Chinese people don't like Americans. Hold a grudge.
Chinese people are either really fat or really skinny. You never get just normal looking Chinese people, like normal sized. Average. No, you never get pot belly Chinese people. Ones that are like, yeah, I don't eat too much, I don't gorge, but I've got a little bit of a pot belly. You know what I mean? They're usually massive, or they're not.
Have I told you about the Chinese geezer at work?
Are we going to be racist?
No. No, not at all, but Chinese geezer at work, and he's got a proper accent, like a Chinese accent, and that, and his name is, I helped him change his will. Did I tell you about that?
I think you might have.
I finished work, and he had a puncher, and so I went and jacked his van up for him, and put his wheel on for him, helped him out, and he was like, oh, thank you very much. What's your name? I said, I'm Billy, mate. What's your name? He went, Steve. I'm telling the truth, Steve. If he talked English, he did talk English, but if he sounded like he was a local, then, you know, I'd be like, alright, Steve, yeah, cool, but very, very much Chinese.
I love the... What's your name?
Steve. He that, did, Steve.
That's like the Borat episode. Yeah. Where he goes, my name is Borat. It's like English Barry. Or some people call me Steve.
Steve. Classic.
So,
good.
It's Not Soccer, episode 9. We're back again. New microphones.
Yep.
Part of the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom!
Feeling a bit more professional.
It makes you feel a bit more professional, doesn't it?
It does. My arm's going to ache, but
it is, but you can swap hands.
But I don't want any interference. What?
You're used to doing that. Because Billy sits there on a Sunday and he's like, I've used my right hand. Now let's use my left.
I've done it 7 times. It's time to change.
It's just air.
It's just air.
Just
dust. Oh, don't.
Oh, Billy's coughing it up.
Yeah.
Did you just come?
You can't make me. You can't. I'm trying to sort of refrain from laughing too much because it hurts.
Or you're shit out of luck on this podcast.
I'm shit out of luck.
Because that's all we do here, boys.
Adam's going to make me laugh.
Just got to look at you, anyway.
Oh. you had nothing to say there, did you? No, you was good, but you couldn't
think. Don't put me on the spot. I'm not supposed to be funny if you put me on the spot.
But, say something funny.
Wibble wobble.
What? So where are we going next? Wibble wobble.
I don't know what to do. It's the worst intro ever. So yeah, It's Not Soccer Podcast. We're back, episode 9. We're going to... Why do... Does it feel like with these new mics, we're like really like, how's everybody doing? How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. We're talking like it's a sex show. It just says like, really dirty, like we're hiding behind a wall.
We've got a microphone, we're going to put it down and pick up a phone.
Like in someone's house, we're hiding behind their wall, just like listening to, like those Germans did when they used to like listen to people in the block of flats.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that film? I can't remember what it was called.
You're not talking about like a World War II film?
No, I don't think it was in World War II. It was in like 60s or something. And then what he did, they used to sit up in people's houses and listen to them, like communism.
Right, okay. Spy on them.
They could spy on them, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were literally recording all their conversations.
Traitors. That's what they were looking for, traitors.
Yeah, stuff like that. I feel that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh, the mic's here. And we're just sitting here looking at the TV screen.
Would we, if we were doing that, would be like a, I don't know, modern day Anne Frank? If we were locked
would
away
we
in a cupboard.
The modern day Anne Frank? Yeah, or are we looking for the modern day Anne
Frank? No, we are. Because we're sort of, if you say we're sort of, we're not listening to people, but we're making like a, you know, a modern day diary.
Are we making a diary? Have you made, oh, we are making a diary. It's kind of like
I
a
need
diary.
A diary. I've been told I need a diary.
Because you're always late for everything.
No, I'm not late. I'm double booking loads of shit. Always double book.
Well, at work?
No, not at work.
Outside of work.
Nights out and shit like that. Always tend to find that, yeah, I do stuff on the same night.
You're just saying that to make yourself look really popular.
No.
I got loads of friends.
No, it's always the same people.
You double book with the same people.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be around at 7, but I also said I'd be around at 6:30. What would I do?
I'd
be around at 2:15.
Listen, man. You know me for many years.
Yeah.
So you can't keep complaining about it.
I'd never complain. Not now.
No.
Like I said, I've known you too long to ever complain you being late. That's no. Why I purposely always say to you,
get round here earlier.
Get round here at 4:00. And you're like, oh, 4:00, how do I? Yeah, get round here at 4:00. I need you round here at 4:00. Fully well knowing you're not going to turn up till 7:00. Which is the time I need you.
But that's it. I know you need me that time. So that's why I'm like,
no, but then
he wants me there at 4:00, but he needs me at 7:00. So I'll get there for 7:00.
No, but you don't, because then you also work it out in your head like, but maybe he does need me there at 4:00. I don't want to really let him down. So you
so
aim
get
for
there
4:00.
At 5:00.
You aim for 4:00, but you still get there at 7:00.
Yeah.
You're like, I tried, Dad, I tried. I'm like, that's all right, that's all fine.
Tried.
Don't worry about that, it's fine.
Thing is, yeah, but when I get here, you're sitting there mopping yourself up. If I was to get here earlier, what would I catch you doing?
No, I had to find something to do whilst I'm waiting.
Oh, right.
But then again, I knew you weren't going to get here at 7:00, so I timed well, it well.
You do well.
Yeah, I always do. Always clean the floors before you turn up.
Puts up little signs, caution, slippery surface.
That's what my house is.
Yeah.
People are like, why you got such a slippery surface all the time? You haven't mopped up that white stuff. What is it?
Well, it's powder now.
Number 7.
Yeah.
So, how you doing, Bill?
Yeah, a little bit under the weather, but other than that, pretty damn good.
You do sound a little bit...
yeah, a little bit bunged up.
I was a bit like that last week.
Yeah.
I got over it.
How long did it last?
About a week.
Did you have any days off work?
No.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah. But I did feel like shit. You know when you get all achy?
Yep.
Blocked up nose. Mm-hmm.
The eyes keep cough. Watering.
Yeah. And you just feel like you want to die.
Yeah.
So what do? I drag you out here to do a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm a good friend, and I. Come on, Bill.
I feel all right to do it. I'm a little
because you're sitting down.
But I'm normally really slow, so I don't think people are going to notice.
People probably thinking, "Yeah, Bill sounds
Bill's on
chirpy.
Form."
They're probably thinking, "Really chirpy."
Yeah, he's pretty sharp tonight.
And you can actually hear.
Yeah. Oh, because you turned my mic up and turned yours down.
I've kind of levelled it off to quite well. Yeah. I mean, these are the mics we're going to be using in MovieCon.
Okay.
In the future. I mean, I know what'll happen. We'll go around, do MovieCon with Marcus, and Marcus will sit there, and he's got like a massive like mic stand, and he'll sit there and have it hanging in close. And me and you were standing there like the fucking...
In the corner.
The pitch side reporters.
Yeah, amateurs. Yeah, he's fucking Andy Gray or Richard Keys. He's going to get sacked.
He will. We won't get sacked.
We just sit in a corner like...
playing with ourselves.
Marcus, yeah, but if you turn mine up, say if the levels were like 1 to 10, mine would be on 12, and Marcus would have to be on like minus.
Yeah, because he's very loud.
He's quite loud.
I say that. Marcus, I like to think my voice is kind of at one level. Yeah. I think maybe because I've done it for so long now, I'm kind of used to speaking one level. I can go really loud,
yeah, but
that's usually when I'm laughing.
No, you do shout quite a lot.
And I can shout. Yeah. But I know, but your level has always been low.
Yeah.
Even when you laugh, it's always... Because you have this funny laugh where you start to laugh loud, but it's as if like your body won't let you.
Yeah.
So you go...
yeah.
And then your mouth's just open.
I can't hit them high loud notes.
It's like your body stops you. Your body's got a filter, sound filter. You hit a certain level, a decibel reader. Hit a certain decibel, it's like, shut down.
That's it,
No voice. Whereas I've noticed with Marcus, what he'll do... hello, Marcus, if you're listening.
Just
talking about you.
See you tomorrow, pal.
Yeah. What happens is that he will talk like really loud and be like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly he'll start going... really quietly.
He can be quite soft and gentle.
And I remember I said to him, I said, why do you suddenly go from being really loud and you say exactly the same sort of story, but you're really quiet? He had no answer.
I think it's his element of surprise because people don't know. Is he going to be quiet or is he going to... Whoa! Fucking hell.
That scared me a little
bit. Yeah, that scared myself.
Scared you a little bit poo coming.
Yeah.
But these mics, I think, is pretty... the thing I'm really nervous about these mics is that, because we've got them up to our mouths, is that I'm worried about the breathing's going to keep coming out if I hold it up too close all the time. Because I'm a heavy breather. I'm a bit like Mike Myers.
I'm breathing like through one nostril right now.
See if I can hear it. Yeah, I heard that.
That's just one nostril. That's the shit thing about having a cold, right, is that you'll, I blow my nose because one nostril's been blocked up and I keep blowing it, and then it'll clear and I'll be like, fucking sweet, it's going, and then, boom, the other nostril, that clogs up. And then I have 3 days of that nostril being full up.
But then you also get the bit in the middle when suddenly both nostrils are clear and it stings when you breathe.
Yeah.
And then
makes your eyes water.
And all you do, you stick your finger up your nose to try to stop it, but you know you can't.
Then a load of gunk comes out.
Yeah.
I love colds.
I hope it's contagious.
I think you should get a little Tippex and mark this one. So
contagion.
Yes, yeah, so, contagion.
Contagion.
Yes.
Contagious.
Yes. So that someone doesn't use it tomorrow.
Well, you're going to use it.
Okay, just make sure you know which one's which.
Yes, the one with a fucking phlegm on it.
Around it.
So it's not soccer, episode 9. We talk about sports, but kind of.
We haven't even said anything that sports related.
What I like about this show, though, is that we just kind of just chat.
Yeah.
That's what people, we just chat.
Mm-hmm.
We don't try and make it, we've got a sequence, we're going to play a game. And it's not like MovieCon where we have a niche where you watch the film and you're the alternative commentary.
Mm-hmm.
We're not like Oddcast Podcast where we have certain segments and games to keep it going.
Mm hmm.
This is the nice podcast where you can just put us on monthly,
which flow.
Listen to us talk shit, talk about sports, talk about daily life.
If you want to tune into a podcast and listen to the lives of two people you don't particularly like, then come and listen.
Yeah. If you want to make your life, you want to feel better about your life, listen to this one.
Come and listen to us and our sob stories. I've got some stories. We won't talk about it.
We will.
Yeah.
One day. When we run out of sport news.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's always sports. That's the beauty of the show. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So, Bill, anything you want to start off on?
Well, I've seen you've just got something up on the screen. But, yeah, I could start with that. I don't mind starting with that at all. I don't really know too much about it. All I've only heard, from what someone said.
So should we start with boxing?
Boxing. And we're not talking about
boxing.
Packing your stuff away into big yellow self-storage. The sport, boxing.
That's what my job is, what, boxing.
Is that what your job is?
Yeah. I beat people up at work for a living. I'm not supposed to.
No, but you do.
I haven't been caught yet.
No. Ed's doing it in the dark.
Yeah.
He switches the lights off, punches someone, runs back off, turns them on.
Who did that?
Who the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Adam's just sitting there watching on the computer.
Yeah.
Could have been him. Adam's too nice for that. Oh, you've got a fucking dark side, you.
I have a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But boxing, Bill. You a fan of boxing?
Yeah, I mean, it's not all that. Well, to be honest, I haven't watched it properly for ages, but there doesn't seem to be anyone that really excites me enough to want to watch it. It's like Formula One.
Yeah.
Right? So, with boxing, I prefer Ultimate Fighting, it's cage fighting, which MMA. Is a more exciting.
Yeah.
But then, like Grand Prix, I prefer the MotoGP because it's a lot more exciting. You know?
So, what you're trying to say is that the two similar sports,
mm-hmm.
but the ones that are bigger,
yeah.
you don't prefer.
No.
You prefer the ones which are pretty much exactly the same,
yep.
but they've got a little extra edge.
Yes.
Okay.
A bit more exciting.
What's more exciting about mixed martial arts? The fact that they can literally kick the shit out of each other?
There's a lot more to it. It's ground grappling. And it's a lot more exciting. They're in the cage. It's 5 minutes, three rounds, unless it's championship, then it's five rounds of 5 minutes, I think. Yeah, it's 5 minute rounds. Yeah, and there's, you know.
So it's quick then?
Yeah, it is quick, and there's a lot more to it. You know, boxing. Because it's a bit more tame, you know, you've got to be a bit more, I guess you've got to be a bit more clever in some aspects, you know, reserve your energy. The same as you do in Ultimate Fighting, but if you're tired with your arms in Ultimate Fighting, you're allowed to kick, you know, whereas in boxing, you've got to punch and that's it. About it.
And you've got gloves on.
Yeah.
And they're
big
heavy.
Gloves.
They're heavy motherfuckers.
MotoGP, the bikes are a lot smaller than the cars, so there's a lot more overtakes. On the corners, you could get more bikes into a corner. So, you know, it seems to be chopping and changing more like that, you know.
So what do you think about boxing as a sport as a whole? Do you think it's as big as everyone? Because it's a lot of money in boxing.
Yeah, there's loads of money.
Lots of money in advertisement and these fights. Was it, how much did David Haye get to fight that Audie Harrison?
No, Chisora was his last one, wasn't it?
Chisora, that's it. Yeah. And that was off, like, that wasn't a main...
They had to do that abroad, didn't they?
They had to do it abroad and had to get a different license off another country.
Yeah, from Russia or something like that.
But they got shitloads of money for that.
Yeah, because everyone wants to see it. David Haye, he's one of the biggest heavyweights. And
good boxer.
Well, that's it. I can't really comment too much because I don't watch too much of it.
Did you see him fight
It doesn't excite me enough to bother sitting down and watching it.
Did you ever see David Haye fight that massive Russian guy who's got the massive head?
What do they call him? The train.
He's got a head like Easter Island head.
The Russian locomotive or something like that. Yeah, he's fucking hench, wasn't he?
And David Haye punched him in the head.
Broke his hand. The kid's got a pretty big fucking head.
Yeah. I remember watching that fight and he beat him.
He did.
On points. Got the championship with him.
Yeah.
And he nearly knocked him out. But they said that guy's never going to get knocked out because he's so big. There was that one bit, David Haye jumped up, did the haymaker. Right in the face, and you did the slow motion. It's like in the Rocky films.
Oh, and you see them, their lips and nose and cheek halfway up their ear.
That's what happened to this bloke. And he was like, ooh, because he was so big, he kind of stood there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you could tell the ref looked at it. I was like, if you go down, you ain't getting back up. It's as simple as that.
If he hits a deck, it's going to take him a while to wake up, that bloke, because he's a fucking big lump.
He might go through the floor.
He probably would.
Be like one of them episodes, them wrestling sort of matches you used to watch when The Undertaker used to choke slam someone. He used to actually go into the ring. Remember that?
That's what was entertaining about that. Wrestling is like cartoons. Stuff happens that wouldn't happen in real life.
What are you trying to say? Wrestling's fake?
No comment.
Don't break my heart.
Do you still watch it?
You fucking ruined my dreams.
Have you watched wrestling recently?
No.
No, I haven't seen it for years. If I flick past it, I've stuck it on for about a minute. But
normally on a Saturday morning when I go to watch like soccer, I am or something.
Yeah.
That's on like 10 o'clock in the morning, so I'll normally watch that. But before that, they have Superstars, which is like WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sat there and I've watched some of it, and I'm like, oh my God, Shawn Michaels is still there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bret Hart is still there.
I thought he did.
No, Bret Hart's Owen Hart. Owen Hart, he died.
R.I.P.
I'm watching it and I'm seeing them all jump over each other and like
at that age
they got this a stunt show.
Come on, are they not desperate to fund these lavish lifestyles they've got, all the drugs that they need?
Oh, stories about some of the drugs that they take and the shit they do.
Yeah.
Ones that die so early.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
You remember,
people.
Do you remember the big sumo wrestler one? You remember the big Yokozuna? Yeah, he died. You remember how he died? Spider.
Yeah, he got scared of a spider.
Scared of the spider in his hotel room. Had a heart attack.
We're not laughing because he died. He's just... The guy's
oh,
massive.
Oh, no, come on. Kind of are.
No, I'm not laughing. No, not at him.
No, but what happened?
He got scared of a spider and died. Oh, don't.
Oh, no, come on. I know all this stuff's recorded there, but come on. That was ages ago. It's not like we're talking about Jimmy Savile and kids.
Yeah, too soon.
Yeah.
Yoko Tuzuna. That's the sound of that.
Yeah, nice. Nice. That's your son.
A lot of fat ones have died early. Because they're fat.
Yeah.
And they're pushing themselves.
Typhoon and earthquake.
I think they're probably both dead.
Yeah, probably.
Just the size of them.
Yeah, they were massive.
Who was? What was Typhoon's name before he was Typhoon?
Oh, Tetley's. That is, hang on.
Poor joke.
Ah, you know. Oh, it was boat. Steamboat. No.
Close. Oh, I can see. But, oh, come on, Bill. Tick.
Shit, oh, man. Because this tick. Must have been like early 80s.
Yeah, it was proper early 80s. Proper early.
You're going to say it. It's going to piss me off.
Do what was that?
I think these people will get bored of listening to dead air if you don't say it.
Tugboat.
Tugboat, that's it. Steamboat.
I remember that because someone used to call me at work Tugboat because of my beard. I look a bit like him.
Can I call you Tugboat?
You call me Tugboat if you want. I don't really care. But no, I used to love wrestling. Like, I mean, yeah. We used to have the figures.
Yeah.
We
used to wrestle.
Yeah, every kid used to wrestle.
We used to pull the sofa apart, put the cushion up the front of the shirt, cushion up the back of the shirt.
Yeah.
Your mum used to cut me in. The fucking furniture is all over the place.
She never cared.
Every four, no, she didn't. My mum would come home and get fucking whooped ass.
That's because the sofa's not supposed to be pulled apart. You actually ripped it apart. Yeah. My one that you could move yeah. the stuff.
Oh, you was one of flash people that had machine washable
does it?
Seat covers. It's such a show off.
Even though me and Billy grew up in the same neck of woods, I was from the posh area.
Yeah, that was across the road.
It was literally, I could see his house with mine. Billy was in the ghetto.
Yeah. It was, wasn't it? Adam was like, like Smallville. He had a nice little townhouse, like a little village or whatever. And then just across the road, there you are, I lived. 8 Mile.
Yeah. Billy's the Eminem of the podcast world. He's like, I get through this shit. He's going to do us a rap.
There you go.
That's
the Gallywood 8 Mile.
That was your cue to go.
I'll write some shit next time.
You're supposed to just start whiffing it, man. Off the top. Go, 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 Billy.
What about when I just asked you to say something funny? You said, don't put me on the spot.
All right, man.
Okay. Yeah, you get my drift.
All right, man. Jesus Christ.
Man, I'm going to have to go home and start spitting some bars and some...
Get your DJ set out. You got a new
DJ
set.
Yeah. Gonna have a crack on with that. Got a mixer and some CD decks. So we'll see how we get on with that.
Billy's gonna start DJing about.
Yeah, might even. Yeah, Adam said that. Yeah, we'll do a little mix on here. We'll see how that goes. And then Adam can MC over me mixing.
I'll try it.
Yeah,
I'll do something.
Oh, you would as well. I think you'd do quite well.
I fucking talk all the time. I do so many fucking podcasts. I'm always talking. Yeah,
but you can talk. Can you talk in rhyme?
Yeah, sick rhyming.
Yeah.
Tried to do it on Panic Stations. I tried to do a rhyme. I couldn't do it. I just froze on the spot.
Oh, no. Was this in front of that lady singer?
Yeah, in front of Leanne Louise. She did it all. And even Andy's turn, and I just went, yeah. It was like that X Factor audition once where the bloke was singing Mysterious Girl, and the guy next to him was standing next to him going, come on, move your body.
I don't think I've seen that.
Move your body.
Was that this year?
No, it's cut it years ago.
Have you been watching it this year?
Yeah.
I haven't touched it.
It's, like, it's just a show, isn't it? I don't watch it because it's like, oh my God, who's going to be the next best thing?
Yeah.
No.
They all sort of wear thin, don't they?
It's just a show. It's an entertainment show. It's on. I watch it. If I don't, if I'm out, I don't watch it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I'm not really, I have to watch X Factor.
It's on. I've got
to. Years ago, I could have been addicted to it because I used to love tech.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just a bit meh.
We used to talk about it a lot during the podcast.
Because it was funny to talk about it. We should like take the piss out of them and sort of pick things up and be funny about it.
I think if I watch it from the beginning, I laugh at the people.
Maybe you could, yeah.
The people that go on there that are rubbish.
Yeah.
That don't actually know they're rubbish. Some people are fucking delusional.
That's what annoys me about shows like that, though. Mm.
They let them through.
I get the point now. I think, do you know why? At this point, why I don't watch it that much anymore. Because before, yeah, I used to watch it and laugh at the people. But now, I watch it and I just think, what are we doing? Why are we letting these people go through?
Yeah.
Why are we laughing at these people on telly?
Yeah.
It's a freak show. And I'm like, but why are you putting them on telly so we can laugh at them? It's not funny.
Because people wouldn't watch it so much if there was loads of good people that entertained them.
It makes me start, and it gets a bit dark here, it makes me start feeling a bit sad for the country.
Yeah.
Whereas the most entertaining show they can find is laughing at other people.
Yeah. Some people, yeah, like I say, they're delusional.
I don't want to say
it's only
though,
because they've
sad.
Gone on there and they believe, oh, well, I've got this far.
Yeah, but what do we know? We don't know, like, because we live in a world now with the internet, like with Twitter, Facebook and all that stuff, YouTube. You can get ripped like that.
Yeah.
You could go on there, think you're good, you're a bit delusional.
Get torn apart, bring your world down.
Yeah, Louis Walsh can call you names, Talisa hates you, Gary Barlow says, you're not my cup of tea.
Yeah, nice.
And, like, stuff like that. And then people then start taking the piss out on Twitter, because people can do it behind a computer. Anonymous. They can sit there and go.
Would they say it in the street to their face?
But then they do. When in groups, like, you're that fucking
but
idiot.
In groups, I think the internet,
and that's the problem.
Internet brings bravery.
You're throwing them to the lions, and I don't like it anymore. I've now got to the point where I actually feel uncomfortable. I don't mind if there's an act goes on there. I
feel bad for
who's
them.
Trying to be funny, and it falls in their arse. You're like, you tried, but you deserve to be laughed at because you're
like
an idiot.
DJ Requit.
Someone like that, but there's some that are so delusional, like you said. They think they're brilliant. But and then they've teased them. Yeah. By going, really? Yeah, you are brilliant. Yeah, get on it. And then they get to the first show, and then they're like, "You're shit." And they're like, "But your producer said I could be on here. My producer said I was good."
Producer's just picking fun. Remember that Chinese woman?
Entertainment.
Who was doing Tina Turner and that? She'd throw herself about the stage.
Yeah.
Right. No. She was saying like X Factor.
That was, and she got through to live shows, but she quit.
Yeah.
Because she knew she'd be made a laughing stock.
Yep. And you've got to feel bad for them people, and you feel like, because you're sitting there and you're going to laugh at them, people are, you feel like you're the one making them feel shit about themselves.
So what we're trying to say, people, don't watch X Factor anymore.
Yeah, don't.
What, I think like, there was a time and a place for stuff like that, and I would be the first to admit I loved it.
Yeah.
Big Brother, I'm a Celebrity, stuff like that, X Factor, Pop Idol, I was a massive fan because I loved reality TV, I used to thought it was amazing. Now, it's past me.
Yeah.
I'll watch it, not that interested, won't get into it as everyone else does, but then everyone else is starting to drift off now.
Yeah.
People want to see something more intelligent.
Yeah.
They want to see something more entertaining. That's why stuff like Strictly Come Dancing is coming in.
Yeah.
Because Strictly Come Dancing is more, it's not the greatest show in the world, it's a bit campy, it's fucking ballroom dancing technically, and salsa dancing, but people are enjoying watching the dancing.
It's
they don't want to watch
quite
bad people all the
people
time.
Actually trying, because you can learn to dance.
Yeah.
You can't people can learn to sing, but you need to have some vocal cords, you know, to be able to do
it. It's not a singing contest X Factor anymore.
Isn't that?
It's not. It's just an entertainment show.
Yeah. How much money they can spend on the production of some of these people that go on there. Sorry, they're calling them artists. They're not artists yet.
You're not until you create something.
Yeah, you're singing other people's songs.
Yeah.
Right, and someone else is putting you on a stage and putting all of this around you. You just want to see someone just fucking sing. Sing their own shit.
And that's how Bill sees it.
Well, especially on these TV shows, they want someone to buy a Christmas song. I want them to sing some of their own songs and then release their own Christmas song rather than sing fucking 10 other people's songs in the lead up to it. So you're just saying, right, well, you sung U2's song really well. I'm going to vote for you.
Yeah, it's something that's gone past itself now.
That's why I like this. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I kind of like that.
But that's because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun show. You're not there. These people that go and stuff
what
like
that.
Because a lot of celebrities go on shows now, like reality TV shows. I mean, in America, it's worse.
Yeah.
She's here. It's nothing. You get, like, I'm a celebrity. They do the little trials. It's fun. In America, they got, like, celebrity rehab.
Or celebrities going into rehab.
Yeah, and they film them. It's fucking crazy.
So many celebrities have got, fund their lifestyle.
Celebrity arse rape.
Yeah, what about that bird that done the Iceland advert? The one I'm a celebrity.
Gary Katona.
Yeah.
What about her?
Well, she does all stuff like this to fund her life because she's practically bankrupt. You know, they live they hit the peak when they're young and they make loads of money. They buy these houses and these cars, go and marry a fucking taxi driver.
Drugs and shit.
Drugs. And then, then your life goes downhill, and then to fund it, you got to go on TV on fucking coke, because she did.
Do you think, right, going back onto boxing, Ricky Hatton, he had his comeback fight. Mm. Right, so if anyone doesn't know who Ricky Hatton is, he was a Mancunian boxer who retired, about 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, after the Mayweather fight. Pacquiao.
And Mayweather. He fought them both.
He lost both.
His last couple of fights he lost, and he got knocked the fuck out.
He did get beaten about.
He was one of the best boxers we had at his level. And then he fought those two and got... I don't want to say humiliated, but he didn't come off well.
He got boxed.
And the problem is he kind of retired for the first time under kind of disgrace, wasn't it? Because he got caught doing cocaine.
Was he?
Yeah, that's why he lost his licence. To begin with, he did cocaine and that, so they took his license off him and he quit. Because Ricky Fatten used to get fat all the time.
Oh, because so many of these pros will just stay, like Amir Khan will stay at their peak, you know, and keep
going. Look at David Haye. David Haye's retired now, but he will not let himself go.
No.
Who knows when he wants to come back?
But come on, Ricky Hatton's a Mancunian.
Exactly, he's like a Wayne Rooney, isn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's just gonna get... But he used to get fat and that, and then he retired. But then he announced his return to the ring. Was going to get a fight, and he did this fight the other day, and he lost. He got knocked out.
This bloke that he fought against, he's not really like a contender, is he?
I have no idea.
He won't be allowed to come back from retirement and just fight someone big.
I don't know who the guy is.
Sinchenko,
that's it. Yeah, his name's there. I have no idea who he is.
I've never heard of him.
He's only a year older. And but he has one defeat to his record.
He's
He's older than him. He's older than Hatton.
But I imagine if he's been boxing still.
Yeah.
He's, I think Ricky was probably just maybe proving something to himself. Can I still do it? And not get back in the ring? But, it doesn't seem like he could.
So we get attacked by a dog at the moment.
Yeah, he's going to jump up. Yeah, I think he was just trying to prove something to himself, really. But
do you think he did?
Unless he's, like I said, trying to fund this lifestyle. If he's been done for coke before.
He wants to fund his Iceland lifestyle.
Yeah, is he going to be on the next Iceland advert? Lidl's. Going to be on the Lidl advert.
But this is what I'm trying to say. Because we were talking about, obviously, it was quite a nice little link. You're talking about like reality TV shows that these celebrities go on. Ricky Hatton, do you think his career now, is he's going to do stuff like that now?
No, I think he, because he went into training, didn't he? And he was a boxing trainer.
Yeah.
I think that's probably like the sort of thing that he would do now and try and bring someone else through. Saying like this could be in the pipeline, but I don't know. I'm quite surprised we haven't seen. Has Gazza been on this?
Gazza? Jesus, no. I think they've asked him. Gazza would never go on a reality TV show such as like I'm a Celebrity because. He's too fucked up.
Yeah, he's got too many demons, isn't he?
He's too fucked up. He couldn't sit there on his own. He'd go mental.
Man, I love that geezer.
Gazza was a fucking legend.
So, big shame, but fucking yeah. Still love him. Fucking hero. I wrote him a letter. I told you about that. You know about that, didn't I?
No, tell us, Bill.
When he was playing for Tottenham, I was about six or seven, I wrote him a letter because he broke his leg and he was in hospital. And he wrote back to me, replied, sent me a letter, sent me a photo of him and his mum while he was in his hospital bed. Replied, he was like, yeah, thank you very much for your letter and stuff like that. He invited me along to the Paul Gascoigne training school.
How old?
About 6 or 7, I think.
But you're a West Ham supporter.
Yeah. It's Paul Gascoigne.
Why you won't let us to my man?
Your man. He's my man.
He played for Tottenham.
He did. He was playing for Tottenham then. But come on, it's fucking Paul Gascoigne, man. He's a hero. He was a fucking hero. Still is.
Did you go to the training ground?
No, man. I lost the letter.
You lost the letter? You lost the... Yeah, because it's not like nowadays where you can just find it on Google.
Yeah. But it would have been an email. But like, yeah, it's there.
But then a letter, you've thrown it away.
Lost. I was still looking for that last week.
Imagine.
You got Gazza, please. I can make it.
You could have gone there.
I know.
You could have been the next Gazza.
Could have been. I tried to be.
He would have taught you everything.
Yeah, I know. I had to learn myself everything.
Now you're the new Gareth Southgate.
Yeah. I'm better than Southgate at football, but my head's longer.
You have got quite a long head.
I have. I've got a, what's it, knick-knack head. Or is it a twiglet head?
Twiglet head. You've got a twiglet head. He's got a knick-knack head.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people going, I don't know what a knick-knack is.
Go and Google that shit. Google and you'll see the shape of a knick-knack and be like, geez, he's got a pretty ugly shaped head.
Do you remember the knick-knack advert where the guy had a head like a knick-knack and he blew his thumb in his mouth and popped his head?
No.
Just a random advert. I don't know why it made me talk about it, but yeah.
It just popped up. It's obviously sad it's stuck in the head.
Right, Bill. Every year,
yep,
the BBC does a Sports Personality of the Year award,
mm-hmm,
where they get, over the past year, the best contenders, the best sports personalities,
yep,
so men and women, in the world of sport.
It's the world, yeah.
And it's British.
It's just the British.
Just the British. They do have international awards, mm-hmm, but it's British. And what they do is they literally stick them in a little pot, and we all vote for who's going to win it. Good year this year because of the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot, there's of Olympic lot of contenders in there. And the like. Do you want to go through the 12 contenders?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
See if you know any of them.
Yeah, we'll
just start from go through them and have a talk about who they are.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Right. Nicola Adams. She was a boxer in the Olympics.
Did she win gold?
I think she did. She
is that our first gold medal? This first women's boxing gold medal?
That was it. First woman to win an Olympic boxing title.
Yeah. Well done.
30 years old.
30?
Yeah.
I tell you, that's the thing about boxers. They go on for, you know,
I think she's an age. She's worked hard to get there. I think everything she aimed for in the last 6-8 years was the Olympics.
For that. I know Evander Holyfield was 50 when he won it.
Who?
Evander Holyfield. Come back from retirement and won the heavyweight world championship.
Oh, the guy Tyson bit his ear off.
Yeah. Just before that.
He's paint bump now.
Yep.
Holyfield. Because he's got like 17 kids or something.
Yeah.
17 kids, 15 different wives.
I bet he wishes he invented the fucking George Foreman grill, doesn't
I
he?
I bet he does. He put his name to say, he put his name to like earrings or something.
Yeah, they come up to
you. He rolled.
Yeah. And that went bankrupt because he put one on and it fell out. And I was like, well, that ain't going to work. Shit advertising.
He signed up just before the fight. He was about to sign up. They come up to the beginning of the fight and they went, Evander, we've got the earring contract. If you sign it now, it's $10 million.
He's like, I'll do it.
He's like, wait, I do it after the fight. Yeah, I got Tyson. I got to beat Tyson. We're going to do it after the fight. I don't even know how Holyfield talks like that. He probably doesn't.
I could believe that.
We're going to say he does. I'll do it after the fight, right? Yeah. So Tyson's like, I'm going to bite his ear off. And then he bites his ear off. And then they come back. He goes, where's my ear? And he finds it, puts it back and goes, where's that contract? And they just go,
And then his ear falls on the contract. And they go,
and they just run out of the room.
Just swipe it away. Not for you.
Like, I should have signed it before the fight.
And then they go and give it to someone like Gareth Bale with big fucking ears.
Oh, you leave Bale out of that.
Motherfucker.
Just because you're jealous that Gareth Bale does not play for West Ham. Because he plays for Tottenham and he's the bollocks.
He is the bollocks.
He's good though.
Yeah, he is.
At least you can appreciate another footballer who's really good, even though he plays for your enemies. Right, before we carry on, Bill, how do you feel about Tottenham beating West Ham?
This is soccer
we're talking about.
Right.
Soccer ball.
I was in no state to be watching the football yesterday. So my plan was, so I'd drive back from London and have a shower and then go up the pub and watch it. And literally got home, cooked a fry up, and the Grand Prix started. We'll come to that. The Grand Prix started and then, looked at Jill and I was thinking it in my head and Jill was like, yeah, I can't really be bothered to go out to the pub, and I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm not going up the pub to watch Tottenham West Ham. Kind of glad I didn't.
you didn't play 3-1 well.
Yeah, I've heard we didn't play well. So obviously, I think
a good season, though.
Tottenham had 17 shots on target, or 17 shots. We had 5.
You're having a good season, though.
We've put ourselves in a good position for the games we've got coming up. We've got United this week. Next game is Chelsea or Liverpool. We've got the next 3 or 4 games are tough, but we've got some points under our belt, so
doing well.
Yeah, we're doing better than what we had hoped. So you know,
a team that got promoted.
Yeah,
from the Championship.
Yeah, we're doing better than QPR. And
QPR, they're going to win the league now if Harry Redknapp is their manager.
No, they're going to do a load of fucking dodgy deals and get fucking probed by the tax man with a fucking broom. Bristle end first.
It's all done now. He's all legit. He's all, you know, nothing there.
He's still hiding some shit.
Oh, Harry. He's innocent. They can't keep bringing it up. He's been acquitted.
Hey, oi, all of his crap is like the bed of the ocean. Right? You lift up one rock, they found a load of shit, and they think that's all of it. But no, there's plenty of rocks in the ocean.
Do you talk like this during the day to all your mates?
Randomly,
when they talk about stuff, you come up with these analogies.
Well, actually, I got pulled up on that last week at our football match. Right, we've got someone.
You do it during the game, did you?
It at half time, right? Well, it was. During the game, I've got this person playing up front, Aaron Redman. I'm going to tell him that he's got a shout on this, so that they can all listen now. A couple of times, he's gone in for a tackle, and he's sort of pulled out. Now, if you go into tackle, right, and you pull out, you're sort of half in, half out, you're going to get fucking hurt. If you go in properly, then there's less chance of getting hurt. So
unless you're Gazza, break your fucking leg.
Yeah, oh. And I'll write him a letter.
At least they get a letter, yeah.
Yeah, so I said
to him. They get a tweet nowadays.
They get what?
Somebody sent a tweet instead.
They get tweeted, yeah. Internet bravery. Is it? I shouted at him and I was like, look, don't. I said, look, if you either go into a tackle or you just get right out of the way. Because if you're there standing there and someone hits you, you're going to get hurt. So I said it about 3 times and me and him had a big shouting at each other. So I've shouted at him and I told him. And then, someone's crossed the ball in and he's run on. Boom. Put it in the back of the net, and he turned around and he started shouting at me, "How'd you fucking like that?" So I run over and I give him a little pat on the head. I was like, "I like it." So at half time, they was all like, "So, Bill, just say, don't, why are you two like shouting at each other?" I said, "I'm not being funny." I said, "But if a child goes to cross the road without looking both ways," I said, "you're going to tell it off." Yeah? I said, "So that's what I'm doing." I said, "I'm telling him, don't do this," but he's doing it. I said, "He's scaring me. I'm worried. He's like my child. Got to look out for the boys."
Oh, bless you, Bill.
So, my weird analogies,
Mr. Analogy. I like your analogies. That's good.
Yeah.
I think we should have one at the end of every show, like a Jerry Springer's final thought.
Yeah.
So, would you just say, we sum up the podcast.
Okay.
When we get to the end of it. Okay. Moving on. Number 2. Well, it's not number 2. It's just in the list.
Yeah, okay.
Of 12. Ben Ainsley. He's the sailor. 4th straight gold medal to become the most decorated Olympic sailor in history.
So I feel quite terrible now because I didn't know his name.
See, Britain, right, as a country and whatnot, a colony.
Yeah.
We're fucking awesome at rowing and sailing.
Yeah, we are. We dominate,
it's
don't we?
It's posh boy sport. That's what
it is, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We're the best.
Yeah.
No one can beat us at rowing and sailing.
Nah.
Because we're always on that fucking river.
But why don't I know more about it?
Because it's not on telly, because the X Factor's on.
Yeah.
That's what it is. No one really
cares.
Where's
the money at, yeah?
Well, they get a lot of money put into it. I think the Olympics is going to push some of these sports in the mainstream.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you what, I want to come home on a Saturday. I love my football, my soccer. I will sit down and watch that every Saturday, every Sunday.
Yep.
But I would be happy if I turned on Grandstand on thingy and they had archery.
Yeah.
Gymnastics.
Yeah, okay.
Rowing, I'd sit down and watch that. I loved the Olympics. I told you last
really
episode.
It's competitive.
Yeah, last episode I said I'd withdraw symptoms from the Olympics. I've still got it.
Yeah, you're still missing it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And now this is making me sad again because I'm reading all these names off of these Olympic people. They're getting nominated for this award. They could win.
We should show some more support for the lesser, not the lesser games, but the less popular ones.
Well, obviously, the bird before, Nicola.
Yeah.
She is the first female Olympic boxing champ.
Yep.
So that's a privilege. She's in the record books.
Yeah.
This guy is the most decorated Olympic sailor in history. So he's done a lot.
Yeah. And four Olympic golds, that's the last fucking 16 years.
Good maths.
Check me out. That's 16 years, no one else has come close. 16 years, someone could have been there. Like, if I was born in a different era, I would be the fucking gold medalist.
Yeah.
But this bastard has been greedy and taken all four that I've competed in myself.
But then, like, we don't even know.
No.
We only know that now because someone's told us.
You can make, like, a Blades of Glory sort of style film out of that.
What, out of sailing?
Out of that, yeah. Some jealous, jealous Swede or something like that.
Jealous? Why not to be Swedish? Just because the Swedish are jealous.
They're very jealous. They're so jealous they copy our badge but do it with different colours.
Right, next one is the one. Jessica Ennis.
Yeah, yeah.
26 years old. She set three personal bests in the seven events as she swept for gold in the heptathlon.
She's a machine.
She was the poster girl of the of the Olympics this year.
Is she sort of like? Is this her auditioning for the next Terminator film?
She is a bit of a machine. She's got a body. On
yeah,
her. I mean she's got a body that I'd have.
Yeah,
she's got a six pack. It's like that's like Peter Andre back in '96.
Yeah. She's a mysterious girl.
But she's got like one in... She's actually set off a trend. A lot of girls are going out there going, I want a body like Jessica Ennis. I'm like, I think she built a good 6 years getting that body.
You can buy them down at fucking plastic surgeons.
There was a guy...
They call it, yeah, I want a Jessica Ennis.
There was a guy, right? He was on a Celebrity Big Brother once. And he was fat.
What?
I say fat. Bigger than me, but kind of a bit bulky. He got one of those things where...
Oh, not a gastric band.
No. He got like a fake six pack put on.
Oh!
Did
that bloke? Hang on. He's the Australian.
Australian paparazzi guy.
That's him.
Can't we, Darren someone. Darren.
There you go, mate. That's about how popular you are.
Yeah.
Darren's. We know your name is Darren. You're Australian. And you got a shit six pack.
He looked like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
He looked ridiculous. Did he?
Fuck, he did. He did. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. It was so bad. And he's like, I'm so proud of this. You're like, just lose some fucking weight and
get out. You're proud that your job has paid for that. Oh. People come out of the gym and like, yeah, I'm proud of what I've done.
He walks out of the surgery and goes, look at this.
Yeah, look what I've got.
You're like Donatello.
His fucking hair as well.
Oh, for fuck's sake. But yeah, just getting this. I think she could win that.
Yeah.
But Mo Farah.
Mo Farah. He's the one that sort of stuck out in my mind, but only because... Stuck out?
Stuck out.
Yeah, he stuck out.
Stuck out. Well, he's a guy. He won gold in both the 5,000 metres and 10,000 metres Olympics. Mm. Guy's a fucking... He's a machine.
Yeah.
Does the Mobot.
Does the Mobot.
Yeah. You know when you stick, like, do like an M over your head?
Yeah.
That's the Mobot, they call it.
It's just an M.
Yeah, but they call it the Mobot. Because when he runs, he lifts his hand up in a little M shape over his head. And they call it the Mobot.
Okay.
Just like a celebration.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Like Peter Crouch.
Yeah, like Peter Crouch does the robot, he does the Mobot.
But Peter Crouch actually does a robot.
But Mo Farah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because he's come from nothing. The guy was like, I don't know what country he's from, Somalia maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came over when he was really young. His twin brother still lives out there. Works in a stall.
Really?
Selling melons. Or some shit like that.
Okay,
Mo Farah's over here. Running.
How'd you hear about that? Well, if he was an athlete, I know these athletes, okay, how much they get paid and this and that.
Well, they don't get paid, do they? They get sponsored and they get given grants to train.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would say if you went to college.
But now, these people...
They make money from endorsements.
Yeah, so matey on the fucking Subway advert.
That's what, we had a Subway advert, and I'm sure they have this in America as well, like when they have loads of sports star, like doing a lot of endorsement. And the guy was a boxer, and the guy was a gymnast, and they were just selling like healthy subs. They're going to get shitloads of money for that, because they're now going to be poster boys for Subway for a good 6 months.
Yeah, at least.
Free subs.
Yep.
I'm starving now.
Are you?
No.
I was going to say, spaghetti bolognese.
We did have a spag bol.
Yeah, it was nice.
So, Mo Farah, he's probably going to win it.
Yeah.
I've got a thing here, wouldn't it? Jessica Ennis will come second.
Could be wrong.
Number see another one. Catherine Granger.
That rings a bell.
She's a rower. And she's won. There's her first gold after winning 3 successive silvers. So again, someone who's been in the Olympics for the past 16 years. Never heard of her.
It's probably her last Olympics.
She's 37, and I think winning a gold after winning silvers for 3 times, that's quite a nice going. Yeah. In your home turf.
To finish. Oh, well, that's probably what drove them on. Maybe all of them.
A lot of them, I think it did.
The home crowd, and that's that little bit of pride that comes through.
But again, rowing. Mm-hmm. Posh people sport.
Yeah.
You don't get any good rowers out there in America.
No, because they're all fat.
Sir Chris Hoy. He's a sir.
He is a sir, but he was a sir before this.
Yeah, he was. He 2 cycling titles in London, gave Chris Hoy. He's won 6 Olympic golds.
Yep. See, the team pursuit and the
one more than rowing great, another rower, Steve Redgrave, Sir Steve Redgrave. Mm-hmm. So you got to, so if you want to become Sir Billy, go and win some gold medals in the Olympics, Bill.
What do you think I should do?
Should you have a look what sports they got in the Olympics that we could maybe?
What do you think I'd be suitable for?
I don't know. What do you reckon?
Probably be a running event. I think I'm not that good at throwing stuff.
You're not that great at running, are you?
Yeah, I used to do all right. I used to represent the school in cross country.
You could do rhythmic gymnastics.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
That's like when they dance.
They're dancing. Yeah, they're like a dance. I danced in 5 hours on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Cocktails, man. Too many cocktails.
Trampolining. Everyone loves jumping on a trampoline.
I could do a bit of trampoline. I wasn't that good at school, though. I got told to get off the trampoline because I nearly fell over and I got shouted at the PE teacher for I was pissing about. Bitch. Miss Moore. You.
Bitch.
Yeah. Honestly.
I could have been a trampoliner at the Olympics. Fucking, yeah. But for you, I was nothing.
Nearly fell off of it. She's fucking screamed her head off. Bitch. Carry on.
This is why I look at the list now. Cycling, BMXing.
Yeah. Mate, we used to ride bikes when we was younger, all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I rode. If you try and ride a bike now, it's fucking hard work.
It's hard work when we're
yeah,
this age.
Get a bit older, yeah.
Getting up is hard work. We're not even that old.
No.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, when I'm in my 40s, I'm just going to be in a wheelchair.
We bent
not
over.
Not because I can't walk, just I can't be bothered.
Yeah. Too much effort.
But handball.
Handball, that seems to be taking off.
No, it ain't. What?
No. I think a lot of these sports that people are going a little bit crazy for.
No, we only did them because we were allowed to do them.
Well, okay, so it's not saying it's been continued in the country?
No, not really.
No?
No.
I'm going to check it out. But there's a handball team in Chelsea.
I don't know what handball is.
It just sounds...
I think it's when you literally have the ball in your hand.
Yeah, you've got to bounce it as you run.
And you throw it.
It's like a mix of football, Gaelic football and rugby.
Rugby?
Yeah, the way they tackle. They're not allowed to slam them, but you're allowed...
Well, content. We could do wheelchair rugby. Murderable.
That looks harsh. That looks really fucking harsh.
Yeah, but we'd get away because we're not actually disabled.
Yeah, but we've not got enough anger in us. Okay? So these people...
No, what we could do, if we did it, right, we would get angry because we'd be able to feel pain in our legs. So the minute they barge into us, it would hurt our legs, we'd go apeshit.
Was there one of the men in there that wasn't disabled?
This is the thing, we said this about last time, the Paralympics. There were some that were doing stuff and they just had, like, dyslexia.
Yeah.
I understand that's a disability to some degree, but how does that stop you running?
Yeah. You've got to read when you run.
One of them's got Asperger's disease, which means they don't like going outside. So they do...
Indoor swimming.
Indoor swimming. Oh, I don't know. But yeah, I think we could do murderable.
Okay.
Oh, where's this list? I've lost the list now. Rory McIlroy, first non Olympic person on the list. He's a golfer.
Yeah. He's very young. What is he?
23. He won the PGA Tour.
He did. 23 years old.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
He's a good golfer.
Happy Gilmore was an awesome golfer.
He was awesome. I loved Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. He had quite a rare technique.
Great person he was. You
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll clear out.
Andy Murray?
No.
Why? Because he's Scottish.
Isn't it?
No, not at all. I haven't got anything against Scottish people.
Well, he won the US Open. First British person to win a Grand Slam.
Well, okay, fair dues, but...
76 years.
We are still looking for someone. I don't think anyone English, or British, sorry, I don't think any British tennis player will win the Sports Personality of the Year unless they win Wimbledon.
Well, he won a gold medal at Wimbledon. And got silver in the mixed doubles.
Yeah, and he looked pretty pissed off about getting silver as well.
And he was fucking tired, because he literally won the gold and then had to go and do the silver thing, the mixed doubles later that day. Mm-hmm.
Fair dues. But yeah, it's not because he's Scottish. I just think that for someone to win Sports Personality, you've got to win Wimbledon. And it's not my, you know, my opinion, but, you know, against these people, these other people that are competing, I think it's a saying that you have to have down. He's done well. He's had a great year, but...
He could win it maybe next year. He could win Wimbledon.
Yeah, he could.
So maybe he doesn't deserve it, because these Olympic people ain't going to be in next year.
No. So he's going less competition.
Next one, Ellie Simmons. She's a dwarf.
Is that what she's up for?
Being a dwarf. No, she's a dwarf. She's a... She's a swimmer. Two gold Olympic swimming titles.
Right, okay.
And this for the Paralympics.
For the Paralympics, yeah.
So
in her category, is it all, similar people, or...
No, it's all Paralympics. It doesn't have to all be dwarfs.
Yeah, I know, but for that particular swimming event, you know, you wouldn't have a...
Do you know what? I don't want to sound ignorant. I actually don't know how they worked out all the disabilities in each.
Okay. Okay, but you wouldn't have her in a 100-metre sprint against someone with fake legs.
I think she probably would. She's just that good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. But she's done it's nice, she's done well. She's got two in there.
And I want Sarah Story. She's a Paralympic cyclist. She's won 4 cycling titles.
This one.
I think she's the one where she's got one hand.
I watched one female race and it might have been her. And I think she's come second in the race that I watched, but she had already won a couple of events. Yeah, she'd already got gold in something else.
David Weir, the wheelchair racer.
Right, okay, yeah, he's up as well.
4 gold medals he won at Olympics, the Paralympics.
Just this year?
This year, 4.
That's off.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking cool.
It is pretty hardcore. They call him the werewolf.
The werewolf?
Because his name is David Weir.
Cheeky. Why that's cheeky, I don't know. That was the word that came into my head.
Bradley Wiggins. Cyclist.
Since been run over.
The first man to win Tour de France and to claim the 4th Olympic gold medal of his career. So again, he's been winning quite a lot. But yeah, not too long ago, he got run over.
Yeah, on a bike.
You'd think all the gold medals and that he's won, he'd know how to ride a bike.
Well, I think it's not that. I think it's the fact that he knows he's on the road. Why is he wearing all black?
Is that what he's wearing, all black?
Yes.
People complain.
Where's your high vis?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, come on. These people fucking ride bikes. Scary coming around the corner and seeing someone on a push bike who's not wearing something that makes them stand out.
Yeah.
Or the amount of times you go around the corner and someone's walking that side of the road. Shit.
Getting angry, Bill. So what's this about F1 you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. You didn't know what happened in the Formula 1 yesterday?
No.
Right, well, Vettel was leading the championship.
Where was this F1?
The last one, it was yesterday, it was in Brazil.
Oh, right.
Okay, it's a closure, last race, and it went down to the last race for the championship. Red Bull
has it finished now?
Yeah, it's all finished now.
Oh.
Red Bull had already won the Constructors' Championship, and so now it was just down to the drivers. Now, Alonso and Vettel have both won the World Championship twice each.
Okay.
There's only 9 people that have ever won it 3 times. Okay, so either one of them would have become a triple world champion.
Okay.
Vettel is leading. If Alonso come third, then Vettel had to come no less than 7th.
Mm.
If Alonso comes second, then he had to come like 5th, like Vettel. And Alonso started in front of Vettel. Okay, so Vettel just had to finish in the top 6.
Yeah.
To be the world champion. And yeah. The race started, they all went off into the second corner. Vettel gets hit by someone else and spins round and is reversing the wrong way up the track with all these cars going around him. He's in last, spins it round, boom, starts going round, starts pissing down with rain. So they'll change their tyres, they'll come in, then it stops raining, so we've got to come here again, change their tyres again. Vettel worked his way up the track. Within about 7 laps, he had picked up about 5 places already. He was that fucking quick. He's a good driver, he's a great driver. He's a triple world champion, but yeah, he worked his way up, and Alonso ended in 3rd, Vettel ended in 6th. So Vettel ended up the champion.
So he's the F1 champion.
He was, and I feel bad for Massa, because Massa, he's Brazilian, this was his home Grand Prix.
Yeah.
He was 2nd, and he was told to let
him. What about
Hamilton
and
Hamilton? Oh yeah, sorry, Button won. Button won the race.
All right.
Okay, so that was the last race of the season, won by Jenson Button. Hamilton did start in pole, and then was clipped by, was it Hülkenberg? I think it might have been Hülkenberg.
Doesn't matter.
Something happened. Yeah, clipped by Hülkenberg and then smashed all of his wheeling. Hülkenberg, racing for Force India, he was leading the race for ages. This is he's come from nowhere, never won a race, but then he ended up crashing out. That's why
Button
went on and won. Yeah, but yeah, the whole team. Yeah, it was quite surprising to see that car up the front. Normally, when you're watching Formula One, you're seeing Red Bull, Mercedes, Ferrari.
Yeah,
you know, dominating the top 6 places, but. Yeah, to see that white, orange and green car up there is...
I don't know, I can't get on with F1.
No. I could yesterday, only because of...
Only because you couldn't
tension.
Get out from the sofa.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you know what I mean? If you could get out from the sofa, you would have turned it over to something else.
If I had Sky Sports, I would have watched Man City, Chelsea.
Yeah, you would watch football, wouldn't
no,
you?
No, not West Ham. But no, only because there was a lot of tension for it yesterday, and so, yeah, it was worth watching.
Yeah?
Yes, like I say, it's not... I used to watch quite a bit of it, but yeah, it is a little bit, it's been a bit boring. But only because I haven't watched enough of it. The only bits I've watched have been boring, so I don't watch it all the time. That's why my voice is getting really boring now.
You start talking and you just don't stop. And then at the end of it, you just go, even I'm bored.
Really boring. Yeah, I'm boring myself.
So soccer, Bill.
Soccer.
We call it football.
Yes.
But over in America, they call it soccer.
Are they not coming round to it?
No, it's always going to be called soccer over there.
Yeah.
And we sent over our best exports.
Yep.
Mr. David Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Play for the LA Galaxy.
Our best exports.
Exports.
Just David Beckham.
Yeah, we sent him over there.
Yeah.
Well, we did send over Robbie Keane as well.
Yeah, he went over there.
He went over there. And,
George Best has been over there.
George Best has been over there. We sent some good players.
Good players in the world of football,
colonies and everything. Mm-hmm. Beckham's a quick LA Galaxy now.
Yes. And he had 2 years left on his contract.
Yeah, he quit early. Where's he going to go?
Well.
Where would you think he should go?
There's money in China, maybe. It might not. I'll tell you what,
go to China?
It's easy football.
Could he come to the Premier League? Too slow? Too old? It's 37. Too old?
Yeah. He's been out of the Premier League for too long to be able to come back. And
he won't go into a championship table, I think.
No.
He won't stoop down there. That's like Michael Jordan going, like...
To play baseball?
No, it's like him just going, I'm going to go and play college basketball.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Why stoop that low?
Because they don't have, like, a Premier League and a championship over there.
No, but they do have shit leagues.
Do they?
For crap team, but it's not televised. It's just like local leagues.
And how often, you know, they get players that have scouted from like abroad, but I'd say, is it like, it's got to be something high, like 90% of the NBA are players that have graduated from university.
It's all college basketball, same as college football,
yeah.
I think.
Which is good.
Rosters and
all these
that.
People, you know, they've gone and got their degree and, you know, they're teaching them this and that. But at the same time, there could be someone, like a hidden gem.
Could be me and you, Bill.
It could be. Me and you could be basketball superstars. Which never really tried.
We're really good because Billy's good at basketball and I'm good at being the basketball.
Slam dunk that ass.
So where do you reckon Beckham's going then? What do you think he's going to do?
It might not even be football.
He said he's got one more challenge left. He wants to do one more challenge in football. Professional football.
I doubt it'll be in Europe because he can't play in the top highest level in Europe.
PSG put a bid in for him. So, French league. Big team, PSG.
Well, come on. Hang on. All right, yeah, I said European, but out of most of the European leagues, French league is definitely the shittest.
Well, they've got Ibrahimovic, the guy that scores amazing goals.
He did.
What?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
But,
you got to think about Swedish, didn't you? I don't like Swedish.
Yeah, it's a badge.
You hate him.
It's a damn copyright badge. No, Ibrahimovic, yeah, he's a really good player. And everyone raves about him and that. But I can see him being a good player at a good team, but he would never be a great player at a great team.
No.
Good at Barcelona, Milan. He was good.
He struggled at Barcelona, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
How long was he there for? 2 years?
He was there for, yeah, they paid, Barcelona swapped Eto and 30 million for Ibrahimovic. Now, at that time, Ibrahimovic was good, but just 25 mil. Not 30 mil plus Eto. And he goes there, and Barcelona had him for a year and then loaned him out.
Yeah, now he's playing in France. What does that say?
We're not bitter that he scored 4 goals against us.
Yeah, well, I don't care. No. If you're going to score 4 goals like that, that's fine. You do what you want.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
We don't care.
You can go in the cupboard.
Ooh, the cupboard.
Yeah.
Ooh. Should we do a cunt cupboard?
What, just chuck him in it? But no, it'd be like the sports personality of the year cupboard.
No, it should be like Sweden. Just going to put Sweden in it.
Just the Swedes. All the Swedes.
Because Billy's got a bit of a racist tendency towards the Swedish.
If you're Swedish, I apologise.
I don't know any Swedish people.
No, I remember. I tell you what. Yeah, I haven't actually got anything against the Swedish. You're saying that tonight. Okay, maybe it comes across I have. But I remember I went to Bulgaria on holiday a few years ago. Great holiday resort. Honestly, beautiful place when it's pissing down the rain for a week the whole time in there.
It's just like it's pissing down rain here.
It is. So you don't go on holiday for that. But
it's England, isn't it? It always rains.
Bulgaria is a hot spot for, other Eastern Europeans, in particular Swedish. And they really, really, really don't like us.
Eastern Europeans, particularly Swedish?
That's not even Eastern. Eastern to us?
No, not really.
Well, you know, kind of.
They're kind of up a bit.
Yeah, but, alright, then they're North East.
But they're not really Eastern European.
Alright, so, right, they're Western, but Eastern to us.
They're like Northern Europe.
Okay, well, when I say it, all I mean is like eastern to us. I know we're like far west.
Well, you're putting it at the fact that if you just look east, they're east.
Right, the way I see it, okay, we are Central Europe.
No, we're not.
I know we're not, but we have got Ireland, the other side of us. So, we are the big game players. We are the central. So, whenever I refer to the rest of Europe, I'm like, yeah, they're all eastern.
Just because you're looking that way.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm looking east. That's where they go.
Well, they're all over there, aren't they? They're all east. East is east. But yeah, right? Okay. In Bulgaria, there's Swedish people, and they really didn't like us. Didn't want to talk to us.
Because you kept calling them Eastern.
Yeah.
Europeans.
Oh, Eastern Europeans. Yeah. Yeah. That probably makes sense. Yeah, they didn't want to talk to me. At all. So I actually sat on the street.
Swedish girls.
Swedish girls, men, anyone you try to, you know, when you're drunk and you're having a few beers, you know, hey, I talk to everyone and I always have a great laugh with everyone.
Blonde hair?
But not Swedes. They just didn't want to know. I ended up sitting on the floor with a tramp woman and her baby.
She's Swedish?
No, she weren't, but I was like, sitting there holding her baby for about an hour and a half.
What were you doing holding a tramp woman's baby?
Giving her money. I gave her about 20 quid in, Bulgarian.
Did she speak English?
Yeah, she spoke a little bit of English, yeah.
What was she saying? Give me back my fucking baby.
Like, I was just asking.
I'm not a tramp, you're drunk.
I was really drunk and I was just asking her, what are you doing on the streets? She's like, oh, I just live on the streets with my baby. So I fucking live on the street, you gotta wrap it up.
I was like, yeah, I'll give her some money. I was like, okay.
She should have wrapped it up. She wouldn't have had a baby.
It might have. I think it was probably just a toy. I was that drunk. I was like, your baby doesn't move all that much. Just opens its eyes when I lift it up. It closes when I put it down. You know what I'm talking about.
Was it a fake baby?
No, it weren't. It was a joke.
Was it a dead baby?
Could have been a dead baby.
So Billy was sitting in Bulgaria after being ignored by Swedish people.
Cradling a dead baby.
Sitting next to a homeless Bulgarian tramp with shit smeared all over her head. Holding her dead baby.
Yeah, maybe. I doubt it was, though. I was drunk.
Did it make any noise?
Well, yeah, yeah, baby, yeah, of course.
I'm a bit worried now. I think this is a horrible story, Bill.
It wasn't.
This is not a nice story at
all. It was a real baby, and it was perfectly fine.
But it was a tramp baby. How could it be perfectly fine?
Well, it's a tramp baby. It's, you know, I don't know. I didn't give it a fucking once over.
It's a prom night dumpster baby. Did it still have the umbilical cord attached?
Or were you just singing with a prom night dumpster baby song?
I don't know the words. I know the tune. The tune's in my head. I just don't know the words. He's trying to think of it.
I know it had a really deep voice.
It did.
Old crooner's voice.
And a little top hat.
Yeah.
It's from an episode of Family Guy. If everyone's thinking, what the hell are you talking about? It's not a real story. There isn't actually a prom night dumpster baby out there singing. Although that would be awesome.
There's a video. There's a YouTube video right there.
But I can't believe we've just had a discussion and you just told me a story about you cradling a tramp baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I did, yeah.
For an hour?
No, it might have been an hour. It probably was only about 15 minutes. It's because I lost Sambo and fucking Ryan. They was in the gay bar, Maximus.
Why were they in a gay bar?
You asked them.
I don't think we're allowed to ask. Are we? It's one of them things like, never talk about it.
What sort of a question is that, yeah? No, yeah, there was loads of bars out there, one nightclub. And it was a big gay bar called Maximus.
Maximus Erectus, I think.
Yeah, couple of strip bars.
Gay strip bars?
Hooker bars, nah. Hooker bars, weren't gay ones.
Oh, brothels then.
It was a brothel, yeah, and I had to buy the woman a fucking £30 drink before they'd let me leave that place. Because I didn't want to dance or sleep with her.
So you had a great time in fucking Bulgaria.
Right, the food over there was, we woke up one night, we got up in the morning, and the breakfast was bread and fish heads. And on the beach, they had...
This all inclusive?
No, it was
five-star hotel.
And that was our first night, and we got back from the piss. The bars will stay open out there as long as you sit there. So we left the bar at about 8 o'clock in the morning, completely wankered, got back to the hotel. It was a family hotel, and everyone was downstairs eating their breakfast, and we come in completely fucking trashed.
Holding a dead baby.
Yeah. and we sort of grabbed a bit of food, and, yeah, it was literally bread and fish heads. There was fish heads. Oh, Sambo. That pizza with peas on it.
Peas on the pizza?
Peas. We went down to the beach. He was like, yeah, I want some food. He'll have a slice of pizza. What you got, mate? And it was just like, peas and carrots on a pizza. I like peas
that's
and carrots.
That's puke, Bill. That's not a pizza. That's when someone pukes something up. It's peas and carrots.
I thought it was their way of serving food, was pizza off the floor.
That's like that Jackass episode where he makes us the vomit omelette.
The omelette.
Yeah, where he puts all the ingredients and pukes it all up and then fries it and eats it. Do you remember that episode?
Yes.
That was messed up.
That geezer's shit, though. Come on. He only does that stuff because he doesn't want to do the other stuff. No, fair play. I wouldn't want to do the other stuff that the other ones do. But I'm not on the fucking TV show.
No, you're
not
going
to do that. I'm not going to do that stupid shit.
Let's go back to Bulgaria.
Hang on. Let's go back to the fucking sports personality of the year.
Oh, they're all gone.
They're gone.
All done. That was a 12. I went through the 12.
What else do you want to know about Bulgaria? I met a woman that played for Tottenham.
What, the actual Tottenham?
Yep, the actual Tottenham. Not the Tottenham. She was in the youth.
I was going to say, it wasn't Gareth Bale.
She was just on the fringes of it. She climbed up on the bar. We was all dancing. She jumped on the bar, started dancing around, and she looked at Sambo. She went, Sam, catch me. This bar was massive. Well, it was so high. You had to stand on the ledge for this bar.
Yeah.
She jumped off, and Sambo moved out of the way.
She broke her neck and died.
And she landed on all these plastic tables and chairs and knocked them all over everywhere. And she was like, fucking hell, Sam, why didn't you catch me?
I said, what the fuck did you jump off the bar and expect me to catch up? I cracked up. It was funny.
This sounds like the worst holiday ever.
It was pretty bad, but looking back, right, when we was there, it weren't all that good. But looking back, yeah, me, Sam, and Ryan have laughed about a lot of things.
Not for good reasons.
Then we had a taxi driver come pick us up. His name. I sat in the hotel, in the lobby, and he come out and he got me, and he was like, hello, you want taxi? I was like, yeah, mate, order taxi. You're a taxi driver. Yes, how are you doing? My name is Stancho. In English, it's Stan. You want a taxi? He gave me a business card. You want taxi? You ring me. Okay? You want cigarettes or drink? You ring me. Okay? You want drugs? You ring me. Okay? You ring the number? I go get drugs. I come back. I meet you. I give you drugs. I go. You want more drugs? I go get drugs. I come back. I meet you. I go. You want ladies? You want hookers? I come get you, we go find the lady, you pick the lady, I take you somewhere, you do the lady, I take you and the lady back, drop her off, I come back, take you back, done. You want another lady? And he went on for ages and ages. And then Sam and Ryan come around the corner and they was like, well, okay, we're going to get in the taxi. Got in the cab and yeah, he had a little TV and he's pimped up Mondeo and yeah, started playing porn. Straight away.
Just for you guys?
Yep, just started putting porn on.
As you do.
Yeah, and then he got his cock out, and that's when we jumped out of the door.
And Sam stayed in there.
Yeah, Sam stayed in there. He weren't going to miss out on that.
You want cock?
Yeah.
You call him. I'd bring it to you.
But yeah, he had everything. I'm pretty sure we rang him up when we got back to England and asked him to bring some stuff out. You in England? I go get drugs. I get on a plane. I come to England. I give you drugs. I go.
Good old Stan.
Stancho, Stinky. That's what I was doing when he was ringing Stinky him up. Stan. Yeah, right on his hand, but I ring him up. Right, Stinky. Hello, boys.
All right, what's this? All right, okay.
So that's Bulgaria. It's quite entertaining, isn't it?
That was brilliant.
It was. It's a good ski resort, apparently. A lot of people go there skiing.
I've never heard you talk about Bulgaria.
No?
No.
It was recommended by Joe Keeling. I remember Sambo said to me, he was like, yeah, Bill, I'm going to go on holiday this year, like, if you fancy coming, like Ryan said about it. I was like, yeah, you know what, I thought, fuck it, I fancy a holiday, I'll go away. So he came back and he was like, yeah, we've got like, an apple, I'll be for a second. He came back, so like, right, I booked it. I was like, all right, okay. He said, yeah, it's about Joe Keeling. He said, Bulgaria is a really good place.
She's winding you up.
She'd been there. She said it was really good.
Has she seen it on telly? She mistaken it for, she went Eastern European, she'd been Sweden.
Yeah. And the weird thing was, the place where we stayed, on the coast, was called, Sunny Beach.
Sunny Shitsky.
It's called Sunny Beach. Yeah, we was there for a week, and it pissed down for 5 days. One of the days, I dropped all my kebab and chips on the balcony.
That's never good.
Right? And pissed up, gone indoors, closed all the sliding doors and that. And, yeah, the next day, because it had rained so much, it filled up. It was about 3 inches deep of water, the balcony, with pizza and chips all floating about the place. So that was it. Right, lads holiday, you're like, well, we ain't going out there. So we left it, then it dried out, and fucking, yeah, we had to get someone else had to clean it up. Dirty shit. I felt as, yeah. It was great, actually, yeah, looking back, I can laugh at a lot of things. At the time, it weren't funny. It weren't funny sleeping in the fucking hallway. Sam and Ryan opening the door in the morning, I'm all fucking face down on the floor.
Being bum raped by Stan.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
So, Bill, I think we've come to the end of the podcast.
Oh, is that what we're going to end on, the little Bulgarian?
Do you want to sum it up in your little analogy of Billy's thoughts for this? What have we learnt today?
Don't go to Bulgaria unless you like peas on your pizza and fish heads.
Is that pretty much it?
And if you...
We've learned where Sweden is.
Yep. It's Eastern European. It's east of us.
We've learned that you don't like Swedish.
Yep. I learned that, you know, I'm pretty sure geography. I ain't gonna learn that I don't like Swedish. Just some of them.
Yeah. We've also learned that, what else have we talked about?
We've talked about sports personality of the year.
Yeah, went through a load of people.
Went a bit through that. X Factor, we talked a bit about how shit reality TV's become.
Which is a gimme, really.
Yeah.
Didn't really. We didn't think we needed to spend 10 minutes talking about what was kind of already written.
I laughed.
Yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't funny. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying, no, but we kind of went on for 10 minutes.
We're telling people what they already know.
No, we're trying to sum up with you. I want an analogy, Bill. Like, you know, you come up with these analogies, like you said earlier. I'm just talking about what we've done, so I'm seeing what you can piece together. Your creative mind.
But then you're putting me on the spot.
I can always pause it.
You already have 3 times.
3 days later. This is the next episode. Is he going to come back and say something? But I think we've covered quite a lot.
We have covered quite a lot.
Yeah. Talked about sports.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We talked about Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Talked about stuff at the beginning with you being sick.
Very poorly.
Poorly Billy.
A bit like the soldiered through. It's been quite fun.
A bit homeless tramp.
Yeah.
With a baby. Brenda's got a baby. Sounds like a Tupac song. Brenda's got a baby. Brenda's barely got a brain. Damn shame. The Belkin barely still a name.
You got the mic in your hand, man. You look like a bit of a rapper.
I've got a headphone set on.
Would you be the Notorious B.I.G.?
F.A.T. Notorious F.A.T. We should get Mick from B.U.I. to write us a rap.
He could.
We should get him to write us a rap for the It's Not Soccer podcast.
Yeah.
He's done one for 7 Days of Geek.
Is he?
Yeah. He's a rap port.
Yeah, I should really download his album. That's on iTunes, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. If you go to Pod Gods Network, you can download it from that. Yeah. Straight to your computer.
Does he get paid?
No, it's all that. You put it up there for free.
Why is he doing it for free?
Because that's what you got to do with your art, man. If you love your art, you put your music out there.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, what I might even do...
Gone on the days of selling tape.
I might be nice. Might play one of his songs out at the end of the show.
Come on, let's not get too excited.
Hey. I could do it. I can tag him.
You could.
he's like, this is my show too.
Have we got any Flavor Flav?
I don't even know what Flavor Flav sung.
He was in, weren't NWA, it was Public Enemy.
Well, that's
I went to the festival last year. Public Enemy were there. What'd they sing? They rap. What was one of their songs? I don't remember, man. I've done a lot of alcohol at festival.
So you don't know?
I don't remember too much, to be honest. Ever.
You remember a lot about your stupid stories about Bulgaria.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stupid stories. I remember Flavor Flav, he was off his face, selling his book.
That's what's trying to sell his book. That's what you told me. Flavor Flav, buy my book! Buy my book!
That's all he was saying, yeah. 20 quid. 20 pounds.
Buy my book!
Yeah, for about 10, 15 minutes, the crowd was like, shut the fuck up, just play some songs.
Somebody even threw the book at his head.
Yeah.
No one wants your fucking book. Sing the fucking song, boy.
Get off the stage, you bum.
Well, no, yeah, Mr. Mick from BUI, Blogging Under Influence, part of the Pod Gods Network.
BUI.
Blood warning, motherfucker.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. He's got it on there. If you go there, he's actually got a link. He's even got a new one out now, which I actually can't remember the name of it. I can actually look it up quickly.
Is this a song or an album? He's not just popping out loads of albums, is he?
They're like EPs.
Oh, okay.
So they're all free. If you go to podgodsnetwork.com, or if you go to podgodsnetwork.blogspot.co.uk, it's like a quick little link that's easier.
Does all his own beats in it as well.
Yeah, because you've got Mr. Mix, mixtape, free music.
He looks like a rapper as well. He's got
that rapper look.
Yeah.
There you go, F-A-R-R. Far. I don't know what it means. I don't want to take the piss out of it, but, I don't know how it's said. Yeah, just go down and download it. Done.
I think I might have to.
Yeah. And I think I'll take a nice song at the end. But there's some good shit going on there. Flood warning.
Yeah.
Sacrificial. Yeah. Guy's got some mean spitting lyrics, yo.
Yeah, badass.
He's badass, motherfucker.
Badass.
I think I'm going to call out to him and say, Mick, write us a rap for the It's Not Soccer podcast.
Yeah.
Did you get that fart on the mic?
No.
One
of them days, man. That was years ago.
Bill, you've done so well with the mic.
Then you
start going like this.
It's getting lazy.
Back up here again. Then you like this. How you like your new setup, Mike?
Yeah, I do kind of like it. I've got a bit of a sweaty head.
Tell you what, though. It's the first time people have heard you.
Yeah, I know, normally.
I'm hearing you for the headphones, and I'm like, oh my God. I can hear Billy.
Yeah.
I've been quiet. You've done well today, Bill.
I have. Sort of struggling. It's just a shame we can't have subtitles on a podcast.
Why do you have subtitles?
Well, so people can see what I'm saying.
They can hear what you're saying.
Well, they can now.
What, you mean in the other ones?
Yes.
Oh,
oh fucking hell. Who's your mate?
Oh, I suppose we better end it. Have you thought of an analogy? See, I was filling then.
No, because we're just chatting, man. You're distracting me.
I thought you were coming up with one. You can't think of one on the spot.
No.
Oh, whilst you're thinking, I did a little spam, yeah?
What do you mean while I'm thinking?
Think of an analogy. Sum up the episode. So this is the It's Not Soccer podcast. And, yeah. This is like the new breed, new sound, new beginning. Moving into episode 10 soon. It's 10:30.
You're asking me to use my head now.
Yeah, when you're half asleep. If you go to barkerpodcast.webs.com, you will always find all the podcasts that I do, including It's Not Soccer, which is the one we listen to right now. Ask an American, Oddcast Podcast, MovieCon with Billy and Marcus, Pod God Damn It, and many more. Go to podgodsnetwork.com, where you'll find all the podcasts from the Pod God's Network, including BUI, and when we play out one of his songs. I don't know which one, it's just going to play. You're going to enjoy it. So, this has been episode 9 of It's Not Soccer, the Bulgarian episode. You've learnt a lot about Billy today, and a bit about boxing.
Never trust a Swede.
Never trust a Swede, either. So, Bill.
No.
No analogy.
Nope.
No summary.
No, man, it's 10:30 at night. I've just finished.
You're half asleep.
Yeah, I'm fucking... I'll be asleep about 45 minutes by now. Kept me up and shit.
All right, then, Bill. All right, thanks for listening.
Sorry.
Go to Twitter. You can follow us at NotSoccerPod, at ParkerPodcast, and...
Bolo66.
That's Billy, that is.
And MH Web Wizard. I'll give Marcus a shout.
That's MovieCon, though.
That is, but he's our pal.
Well, why don't you give one else's out then? All your other friends. Any other of your mates on Twitter you want to tell them about?
Nah, fuck them.
You just like keeping the Marcus alive. Yeah, Marcus!
Yeah, because Marcus is our podcast pal.
Podcast pal.
He's our part of our tripod.
Yeah. Pod.
He's part of our tripod cast.
It is a little bit, isn't it? The three of us here, we do a lot together. Podcasting was. Okay, so this has been It's Not Soccer episode 9. Thanks for listening. Join us next month. This is monthly.
Ooh.
Hope you've enjoyed our random ramblings.
I have.
Our sports talk.
Yes.
And Billy talk. I think we found it now, Bill. We found the flow.
Yeah.
We now at 9 episodes in, we now know what this podcast is about.
I love it.
It's sports and you. It's so simple, don't you think that? We've gone from when we used to do it, what does Billy know?
Yeah.
And the beginning of the Oddcast when you first started.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back.
So we just want like a random story every time.
Bill, you always got a random story to tell. You just come out of them. You surprise me. I don't even know if you're making them up half the time, but I don't know if you are. It doesn't matter. They're fucking great.
Oh, cheers, man.
I want to hear more stories about tramp babies and shit.
Oh, man, I've got plenty of stories about hobos and playing didgeridoos and stuff, but that's for another time.
That's for another podcast. See, there you go. Oh, a teaser.
Yeah, look, yeah.
What a tease. He's teasing the audience. All right, okay. So we're going to sign out right now. So, yeah.
Have fun.
And that's time.
These are the good times I find. The more I write, insight will find my mind, and things will be alright. The fight that cost a flight and not to be taken light. Mentally taking flight and thanking him every night. These are the good times I find. The more I write, insight will find my mind, and things will be alright. The fight that cost a flight and not to be taken light. Mentally taking flight and thanking him every night. As I escape from my cage, I'm looking back at my nest. A lot of rage possessed, but knowing that I've been blessed. Can feel it in my chest, and it's like I'm whole again. On a roll again, better hold on cause the wind will change direction. Last I
you with a lesson. I must contain aggression and ask a few more questions. Learning is the key to earning prosperity, but greed is not the need, I'll settle for clarity. Don't notice where I'll be, we'll see, this is the year. Manifest my dream, flip the finger to fear. Stay clear of the wicked, but staying right by my states. Getting me through the pain when the skies are filled with rain. Spitting is to remain unequivocally fucking sane. For every white kid with spitting this on the brain. Yeah, I feel your pain, let's pick up a patent pen. Boondock Saints, riding through thick and thin. These are the good times I find, the more I write. Insight will find my mind and things will be alright. The fight, the cost applied and not to be taken light. Mentally taking flight and thanking him every night. These are the good times I find, the more I write. Insight will find my mind and things will be alright. The fight, the cost applied and not to be taken light. Mentally taking flight and thanking him every night. As I escape from my rage, I'm getting it on my chest. A lot of said and jest, but flowing it nonetheless. I ain't saying I'm the best, but this is what I love. No need to push and shove, we all can get the dubs. This ain't the one with love, relation for the soul. And every single person who never did what they told. Through the weight I sold, now I'm flipping it legit. In the camp or in the trailer, show we bringing it. But I ain't a rapper, I'm an artist, don't forget it. I pledge to work the hardest until everybody get it. The times have just begun, the sun is on the rise. You wanna see a mission, lay a look into these eyes. Time to kill the hit, cause when's the only question. Then you shan't be messing, you best come and get my blessing. With all the doubt and hate, just know it motivates me. Good times on the rise, giving love to those that hate me. These are the good times I find, the more I write. Insight will find my mind and things will be alright. The fight, the cost applied and not to be taken light. Mentally taking flight and thanking him every night. These are the good times I find, the more I write. Insight will find my mind and things will be alright. The fight, the cost applied and not to be taken light. Mentally taking flight and thanking him every night. These are the good times I find, the more I write. Insight will find my mind and things will be alright. The fight, the cost applied and not to be taken light. Mentally taking flight and thanking him every night. These are the good times I find, the more I write. Insight will find my mind and things will be alright. The fight, the cost applied and not to be taken light. Mentally taking flight and thanking him every night.
It's not soccer.